find my place in this world. My place in this world.
FM 90.3 WJTL for King and Country with Michael W. Smith. Place in this world. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning. This is intern Brooke. Today, partly cloudy this morning. Clouds and rain possible this afternoon. Thunder also possible. High 66. Tonight, clouds, showers, breezy, low 35. Friday, sunny and breezy, high 54. Saturday, partly sunny, light chance of rain in the afternoon, high 58. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high 50. Right now, it's 42.
This morning, we're hanging out with our friend Jeremy Schmoltz. Jeremy, a teacher at the Kelly School. Good morning again to you, Jeremy.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Before we talk about your school, we've been asking our guests to share their life first. Do you have a life first to share with us?
Yeah, I would probably have to say 1 Peter 3:15, but in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks to give a reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect.
And how has that played out as your life first in your life?
Well, I never expected that I'd end up being a teacher, but I enjoy preparing. So yeah, like just always being ready to give an answer. So our life should raise questions.
Yeah.
If we are following Christ in this world, our life should definitely raise some questions by those around us. And then being ready to have an answer for that is important.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Let's talk about the Kelly School. You guys are located in E-Town.
Yeah, we are in E-Town. We're a small private Christian school. And yeah, we have a great small class ratio, and we really individualize our education to the student needs and the family needs.
And you're right across the street from the post office there.
Yeah, right across the street.
And you're K-12.
K-12.
Yeah. You're doing something called a Servathon in May. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a Servathon coming up to help raise money for the school. We want to make Christian education affordable for anybody. And so to do that, we have a fundraiser coming up on May 7th, in fact. You may have heard of, you know, Race for Education or those kinds of things. Yeah. What we've chosen to do is serve in our local community. That's a core value of the school. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be going to the Elizabethtown Borough. We're going to be going to Unto, which used to be Gain, working with a local food pantry, as well as Cornerstone Youth Ministries. And we're just going to be serving our community and those abroad and getting the kids experience with that and getting that kind of, you know, as a mindset to just know that you're part of something bigger than yourself and serving others, and then doing that as a way to raise funds to support the school.
How does the raising funds part play into the Servathon?
Yeah, so just like a Race for Education or something like that, people can donate to a student or the school. You can go to our website. We have a QR code right on there, I believe. If you go to thekellyschool.com/support, there's information on there about that. We also have an EITC tax credit. So if you pay Pennsylvania taxes, you could actually get those to go directly to the school. And
oh,
there's information on there about that as well.
Yeah, very cool. Check that out, thekellyschool.com. You could click on support there to get more information. If folks want to support the students that are helping with the Servathon, that info's there as well.
Yeah.
What do you love about working at the Kelly School?
I really enjoy the idea of discipleship in the classroom, and not just being about the education only, but really focusing on the student's character and getting to know them and lead them into becoming more like Christ for themselves.
The Kelly School is in Elizabethtown. You could get information at thekellyschool.com. You can help participate in their Servathon. You could support them there as well, thekellyschool.com. Jeremy, great having you here today.
It's been a blessing.
Yeah, have a great rest of your day.
All
Happy
right,
spring
too.
To you.
Yeah.
Phil Wickham, back to the music. This is Living Hope on WJTL. Good morning.